Hi, Leo. How are you?
Right.
Doing well?
Fairly decent, yes.
Okay, well, my name is Nadine, and I'm one of the regional specialists. I know that you were talking with Andrew. And in fact, Andrew sent me over some notes that I'm just taking a quick look at now. Right before we do get into the price and programming, did you have any questions as far as the placement or even questions?
Yes. How long does it take to place somebody on the first page?
Absolutely. Great question. Well, depending on a couple of things, which package you select, if you're selecting a package, for example, that has Google Ads or Facebook Ads involved, those are up and running within 7 to 14 days. Our directory submission will happen within 5 to 7 days. Typically, with the first page placement, the timeline that we give to you in writing is always going to be 45 to 60 days. Even if I've seen it many times happen sooner, we will still stick to that timeline of 45 to 60 days because we would rather underpromise and overdeliver. Okay?
Okay.
Does that kind of make sense so far?
So far.
Okay. Just want to make sure I address any questions that you have. And then I was also doing just a quick search as well. Great job. I see that you do have the Google Business Profile. I'm assuming, was this done on your own, or was that with a previous company?
No, with the company I currently have.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, let me ask you, are you happy with the services that you currently have?
Not totally.
Okay. Okay. So let's see here. Have you been with them for a short time, or is it just you've been with them for a while and there's no traction going on?
I've been with them probably over a year.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Are you, you're not on a contract, right? Are you doing more like a month-to-month with them?
Right.
Okay. Okay. And if I'm looking at, he put your service area is within 20 to 25 miles from the zip code where you're based out of, which I see the zip code, is that going to be the 84129? Is that where you base the company
yes.
out of? Okay, perfect.
Yes.
I guess my question for you is this, you know, the company that you're currently with, are they running any ad campaigns for you, Leo, at all, like Facebook ads or even Google ads?
No.
Okay, then that's probably the problem. I'll tell you why. So on Google, okay, that local map section, Leo, is only going to target anybody that is within 5 to 10 miles from your zip code. That is what Google considers your local area. So in order for you to be found outside of that, you would either have to be running Facebook ads or even Google ads. If neither one of those are being done, then there's no way that they're going to find you outside of your local area. Okay? So are they just basically like managing, you know, the website and your Google Business Profile is what they're currently just doing now?
They're supposed to be doing things that will get me to the first page, whatever it takes. So, but it's been way slow, and I've asked them to do certain things, and they haven't completed it, and so I'm not
okay.
totally excited about where we're at.
What do you consider your specialty? Is it the remodeling?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Okay.
Bathrooms, kitchens, full house.
Okay, because I noticed on your Google Business Profile, they have you listed as a handyman, handywoman, handy person. But I'm looking at your work and your website, and I'm thinking, this is more kitchen, bathroom remodels, decks, patios, more of kind of like,
right.
To me, a handyman, I mean, can be very broad. There's handymen that do remodeling, don't get me wrong, but you seem more of a general contractor.
I am a general contractor.
Okay.
I built homes for 18 years.
Wow.
Was a handyman for 10 years.
Uh-huh.
I've been a remodeling contractor for several more, so.
That's amazing. Okay. And then I see the Yelp, Thumbtack, BBB. How are those working for you in the Angie's List?
I don't use Angie's List very, very seldom. I've just used them, filled in just a couple of jobs here and there.
Okay.
The quality doesn't seem to be very good for the leads that they have.
Okay. And I would assume you're doing the pay-per-lead, right? Or are you doing the opportunities with
Right.
Pay-per-lead. Okay. Yeah, and you could definitely pause those, pay-per-lead. You know, and turn them on when you need them, right? That's a good thing.
Right.
So, okay. Well, you know, Leo, and I didn't see a Facebook page, right? There's not one here that I'm missing. No Facebook?
No.
Okay.
No Facebook.
Okay. Have you ever considered Facebook marketing?
Well, I'm open to whatever's going to work.
Okay. I'll tell you the reason that I'm asking, because one of the packages that I would recommend for you to get started with is what we call our Platinum Package. The Platinum Package is going to include both Google and Facebook marketing. So the way that we do things here, Leo, we set our program where it's a fixed flat rate. It is a month-to-month program, and there's no contracts. We don't charge you per call. We don't charge you per job or per click. Now, I'm going to put you in for an established business rate because of the years that you've been in business. I think you put since 2009, around there?
Yeah.
Okay. So with the established business rate applied, what you're looking at is a monthly flat rate of $299 a month. It will come with a one-time $99 setup fee, and Leo, that is to cover your programming. To start with this program today, you're looking at $398. However, every month after that, you're looking at then just a $299 a month. Month-to-month, no contracts. What this is going to include is us taking that Google business profile that you have, and we would optimize it to the first page, and we maintain it there by your keywords and your search terms, okay? Kitchen remodel, bathroom remodel, kitchen renovation, right? Decks, patios. We're very specific.
One of the things the current people did that was a really bad thing for me, they had me set up, so I was putting all my people that reported on me how I was doing and so forth. All those, they put right on my website, and it all went over to Angie Leads. So I didn't get any of my...
None of your reviews?
Anything. No reviews.
Oh.
They did them all that way, and it was only this last little while that we got it straightened around. And so I have no reviews out there on
Google. We can help you with
that. Because of how they set it up.
I'll tell you how we can help you with that. What we create for you, we'll create you this little tiny link, and we can even create you what we call a QR code, okay? All you're going to do, Leo, is you're going to text it or either email it to your past clients. You're going to ask them to click on the link, leave you a review. That review is going to automatically post on your Google business profile, because I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. The day that you no longer utilize Angie's Leads, all of those reviews are going to disappear. We prefer that you have your reviews on Google. So we would help you with that. No worry. We make it so simple for you. We'll simplify it so that way you can get those reviews on there, because it's the modern day word of mouth. We would want your reviews on your Google business profile. Most definitely. Okay. So we'll help you with that. So with this package, as I was mentioning, we'll get you listed on the first page of Google. As I told you, our timeline is 45 to 60 days. That's always going to be our promise. Okay. Even if it's happened sooner, I would rather under-promise and over-deliver. Now, we're also going to list you on Bing. we're going to build you a business Facebook page, and we're going to run Facebook ads. Now, any time that someone does that search on Google for your service, and then they happen to go to their Facebook page, and they're looking at pictures or stories, they will see your ad appear. This is also going to help you reach more new customers, but we make it unique, where you could target an audience by interest, income level, or by location. Now, as soon as they click on your ad, they are calling you directly, and a lot of our clients have also seen great results. We want to make sure that your website is always attached. Who built you the website? Did they build it?
Yes, they did.
Okay. I'm going to be transparent with you. Chances are if you cancel with them, they're not giving you the website, and that's okay. If that's the case, we'll build you a new one. I'll include it in the package. It's not going to cost you more. But the websites that we build, they're Google compliant and mobile friendly. Now, if this company tells you, no, you can have the website, that's great. We'll just make sure that it's attached, okay? We're also going to cover the mobile platform. Now, whenever someone's using their iPhone or their Android or their tablet, and they're searching for your services, well, they're still going to find you on that first page of Google. So pretty much what I'm offering you is going to cover all of your bases. And again, it's a month-to-month program, and that is with no contracts.
Okay.
What do you think, you know, so far?
It sounds better than what I have.
Okay. Okay. And it's definitely, you know, the thing with us too is that we like earning your business because it keeps us accountable to like the changes that you need made. And because our technicians are highly trained and certified, Leo, our technicians have the database to make sure that they're using the right keywords and search terms so that you're always coming up as one of those top recommended options. And I'm sure you probably have a lot of photos of work that you've done in the past too, right? So,
yeah, and I send them a whole bunch and I don't see them on my site.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we would make sure that definitely your pictures are showing there because I see some of them on your Google Business profile. You do really great work. Wow. Really good work. Do you have like a whole crew that works with you?
No.
No? Do you do this on your own?
Uh-huh. I'm probably going to hire more people.
Okay. Is that like your goal for 2025? What's a goal that you've set for the new year?
It is. It is.
Okay.
It is.
That's good. That's really good because, you know, with a program like what we offer, it's going to generate a steady flow of quality type of clients. And especially right now, Leo, you know, although it's the holidays, people are already, like my grandma would say, are already planning on how they're going to spend that money when they get their tax return. So that there's already a hole burning in their hand. They haven't even had the money yet, right? They're already thinking, what upgrades
right.
can I do to this kitchen or this bathroom, right? Because they want to invest now once the holidays are done. But those people are searching now. So our job is to make sure that they can find you right now at this moment when they're performing those searches. Okay. How do you feel about, you know, the pricing?
Well, I think it's right in there.
Okay. Okay. And that's, you know, and that's fair. I'll tell you, especially with what we do here, your price isn't going to change. Although it's a promotional rate, that I've come up with because I applied that credit, you're grandfathered into it. So this price is never going to change on you, no matter how long you're with us. Okay. And the beauty, I would say, of our program is that it comes, you know, with a customized tracking and reporting system so that you're able to track your results with us and really not just take our word for it that the program is working. So you're going to be able to go in and see what keywords that we have you listed for, view your profiles. You can see how many phone calls that you're receiving from new customers as well. And of course, if there's any time that you want to make updates, you have any changes, or you felt like running a promotion for the month, you can make changes at any time. We have a team that's going to be dedicated to your account that will assist you with everything. And Leo, I mean, I'll tell you, everything does start with me. I'm actually the one that's considered the lead on the account, okay?
Well, that's great.
So what do you think? I mean, would you want to give it a shot today? That way we can prove it to you?
Well, I'd like you to prove it to me.
Okay. And so what's the most profitable services that you would want to be found for?
The most profitable ones are probably the bathrooms and kitchens.
Okay. Okay. Bathroom and kitchen. Hello?
Are you still there?
Oh, there you are. Okay. I'm like, hello, Leo, did I lose you? Okay, I'm sorry, I don't know what happened there. Like, got real quiet, and I'm like, okay, I think he's still on the call. It looks like it. I was asking if you're doing both residential and commercial, or if you had a preference.
Residential.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would like to send you right now everything in writing. Leo, there's an email that I saw on your website, and I don't know if this would be the best email for you. It's leocoleman@mail.com.
And this is where I would receive information.
Yes, this is where anytime that we like correspond with you, right? Like I'll give you an example. Your receipt for your payment, it's going to go to your email because you want to save it for your tax purposes because it's a write-off, right?
Right.
Any type of correspondence that we do with you, it's either through phone, text, email, because we want to make sure we're able to reach you in different ways, right? It's not an email that's going to show anywhere online. It's just for our information. So that's why I always ask, like, what's the best email? I would say preferably an email that you check frequently.
That's the one that I check the most.
Okay. So it's mail.com, right? Just to confirm.
Correct. Just plain mail.
Okay. Okay. Now, you're going to be getting these two emails that are coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. Now, the first one, what it'll say in the subject part, is Google and Facebook marketing. I went ahead and entailed that the price being $299 month-to-month and the one-time $99 setup fee, okay, and everything that is included in that package as well. The second email, it's going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. So that one is basically giving you an example of our reporting system so that when you're tracking your results with us, okay? So I want you to just take a look at those two. Now, I did want to ask, you know, the number, the 801-471-6775, now, is that the best number to be listed for the business as well?
It is.
Okay, and that's the best number for us to contact you on too, right?
Correct.
Okay. Do you also get text messages by chance on this phone number?
I do.
Okay. Now, on those emails that I sent you, at the very bottom is my contact information. I'm Leo, I'm considered the lead on the account, okay? Any time that you have an update, a change, or question, or a concern, you're going to contact our customer service department, and I'm going to actually text that number to you right now. I'm going to highly suggest that you save this phone number in your contacts under our company name, Local Splash, two words. So this way you never, ever lose our phone number. Let me know as soon as you get that text, and I'll tell you what you're going to open up in there.
Okay, it's in.
Okay. So our 877 number, that's the number that you want to save in our contacts. Okay. Now, what I also went ahead and included as well is your username and your password for your client dashboard, the reporting system. So your username is always going to be your phone number, but without the dashes, just your straight phone number. Your password is the money, one word, all lowercase. Do you see it right there?
Not yet. Just a second.
Okay. Yeah, when you get the text, just open it up.
Okay. I've got it.
Okay. Beautiful. So you'll see in there where it says, Local Splash, welcome. Here are your credentials for your client dashboard. Username is your phone number, and then password is the money, lowercase, one word. Now, whenever you have updates, changes, questions, or concerns, you're going to contact our 877 number. We are always here, Leo, Monday through Friday, from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. Now, that's on Pacific Standard Time. You're actually 1 hour ahead of us. So for you, we're always here 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. We're even working on Christmas Eve. Okay? And I got to try to get all my shopping
done.
Shame
on you.
You don't even want to know. I got 14 grandkids and one on the way next year, and I haven't even started. We got them ranging from age 14 down to, like, literally a year old. Well, no, the youngest one, I take that back. He's not quite a year yet. But they're in Hawaii, so their gifts are going to get to them a little bit later. But, yeah, I haven't even started. I'm like, I told my husband, I do this to myself every single year. But, yeah, we're working Christmas Eve, you know. So, now, Leo.
It's by design if you do it.
Yeah, but you know what?
Did you hear?
I'm sorry, I heard something by design.
Yeah, it's, if you do it every year, it's by design.
That's true.
Even though you may not think of it that way.
I know, but you know what? I always say every year, oh, I'm going to start early this year. And it never happens, no matter what. And my husband goes, I think you just like running on anxiety like that and doing everything last minute and being with the crowds. I said, I don't know why I do it. Why don't you go shop? Now, Leo, I'm just going to be, you know, confirming information with you because it's very important that you're listed correctly and accurately. So the company name shows as Energy Core Construction, Inc. That's how it should read. Am I correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. Okay, perfect. And then I know it does show you in Taylorsville, the zip code 84129.
That's also correct.
Okay. All right. Now, you know, when you're looking at that profile, it has you listed as handyman, handywoman, handy person. Do you prefer that it says general contractor?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to have them fix that to where it says general contractor instead. Okay. Now, I'm going to go over some notes with you before we go over the billing. Okay. These are going to be basic notes that are going to be for my technicians, so that way tomorrow when you have your client interview Leo, they know where to start from, okay? So what I've put down so far for your services is bathroom remodel, kitchen remodel. What else do you want me to put on here? Renovations, home additions. Decks and porches?
Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me put that in there.
Full house renovations.
Oh, I like that. So full house renovations. Okay. And then I'm going to put decks and patios, porches, what else? Porches. Let me see if I see. That's probably about it, right? For now. And I'm going to put just for residential. I mean, as of right now, you want just mainly residential, right? Or do you have, or do you want commercial too? Totally up to you.
No.
Okay.
Let's just do residential.
Okay. Now, you do have access to your Google Business profile page, am I right?
I haven't gone there, actually. But
that's okay.
I'm sure I probably do.
Yeah. If you don't, we can get the access for you through Google to grant you back your access, because all you're going to be doing is just adding us on as managers, so that way we can optimize that profile, okay? Update it, do posting on it, you know, go ahead and review your keywords and search terms, because we want to make sure we're using the correct ones. And I'm assuming you're licensed and insured?
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, as far as Facebook, Leo, we're going to build you the business Facebook page, and how we create it is through your personal page. And we do that so this way you have the ownership and the access to it, but no one's going to see, like, your Facebook page, okay? Your personal Facebook, is it just under Leo Coleman?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember what your profile picture looks like?
I don't. I haven't been on Facebook in years.
Really? Okay. Well, let me tell you. So I found one, but this one shows you're not from Coquille, Oregon, are you?
Yes.
I think I found it then, because I found a Leo one. It says Leo Coleman, and it's a gentleman and a lady, and it says studied at SWOCC, went to, and I'm probably mispronouncing it, but it's Coquille High School, lives in North Salt Lake, Utah, and from, am I pronouncing that right? Coquille, Oregon?
Coquille.
Okay. So is that yours? Mm-hmm. Do you want me to send you the link just to make sure that you can confirm that that's your page? Let me text it to you.
Well, I'm sure it's mine.
I'll text it to you just to make sure, because I would rather confirm that. I wouldn't want to use someone else's Facebook to create the one for your business. That wouldn't be a good idea. So I sent you a Facebook link. If you get a moment to just click on it, it'll open it up, and you can just confirm that, yes, Nadine, that's my page.
Okay.
Okay. I like the rose I see on there. The red, white, and blue is like the flag. I love it. Oh, my gosh.
See, where do I go to pick that up? As I said, I hadn't.
No way.
I haven't been on Facebook in years.
Are you serious?
I wouldn't even know what it looked like. And no, I'm serious. I haven't.
Oh my gosh.
Been there
in
years.
I don't really go on it much, you know, unless if I'm like looking for something specific, like a service, like, because I'll use Google and Facebook.
It gets addictive, and you can waste. Oh, yeah. Oh.
You know what
but
my
pastor
told me?
It gets addictive and you can waste. What's that?
I'll tell you what my pastor told me. We spend as much time as we do on Facebook and on all these social medias. If we spent that much time in the Word, heck, we would know all our scriptures by heart.
And then some.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Right? We would be more equipped. So is that your page?
Right. So where do I go to find out if it's my page?
So I texted you that link. Or did you get the text?
No, you texted me a link.
Yes.
Just a second.
I texted you a link. Look in your text messages.
Facebook, okay.
Okay. If you click on that link,
oh, I've got to log in to get there. I don't even know.
Password, okay.
Or anything.
You know what? Let me do this. It's okay, honey. Let me do this. I'm going to do this better. I'm going to send you a picture of it, and I'm going to. Do you have access to your email right now?
I do.
Okay. Let me send a picture to your email better so that way you can see it. I'm going to take a screenshot of it.
Okay.
Let me do that better. And that way you can tell me, yep, that's mine. Okay. So let me go here. Okay. Leo Coleman. Okay. Okay, I just sent you a picture of the screenshot.
Okay. I'll go out and back in.
You're like, Nadine, what are you doing to me here?
Well, that's definitely mine.
Okay, perfect. Then I got the right one. Okay. All righty, so now, okay, so let me just make sure, okay, now, all right, so we're going to stick with the website that they gave you, okay, that they made for you, okay? Now, if for some reason, Leo, when you cancel with them, they say, nope, that's our website, you don't worry about it. We'll make you a brand new one, okay? And it's not going to cost you more money. I'm going to include it, all right?
Okay.
But in the meantime, I want to use the website, if you're okay with that, with the one that they made for you, because, I mean, I don't know, they might tell you, no, the website's yours, okay? Unless if you just rather that we just make you a whole new one, that is totally up to you. It's not going to cost you more money.
No, you can work with that one.
Okay.
You can work with that one.
Okay. Now,
there's
also,
changes I'd like to make on it.
The only thing on that is, and I want to be super transparent with you all, always be upfront. If we make changes to that website, it's going to completely change the layout of it. Let me give you an example of what our websites look like, and then you can tell me if you prefer that we just create you one, because if we build you the website, we can make changes to our website. It's just that if we change their website, we got to have the login to it, and I don't know if they're going to give you that. So that could be a little bit of a hassle for you, and that means we would totally rewrite over everything that they did. And I don't know if that's what you want. So let me give you an example of one of our websites. I'm going to text it to you. So when you get this link, just click on it. And it'll open it up to give you an idea of what our websites look like. Our websites, you can add videos. We could set it up where your clients could book appointments with you. They could chat with you live on the website. There's a lot that we can do on this website. And are you okay with covering 25 miles? Or do you want 20?
20 is plenty.
20? Okay, let me put you down for
yeah.
20 miles. I noticed on your Google business profile, okay, your hours of operation, they show as being Monday through Friday, 9 to 6. Saturday and Sunday is closed. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Monday through Friday, 9 to 6. Good thing. I'm glad you take some time off. 6 p.m. and then Saturday and Sunday closed.
Well, I'm not as young as I used to be.
What do you mean? We're all young. I tell my husband, I feel like as we get older, we make more noise when we're both trying to get up out of bed. It's like every bone hurts, you know? And let me tell you, I used to always tell my mom, why do you make so much noise when you're getting out of bed? Now I know. It's called karma. It slapped me right back in the face. My mom used to always say, wait till you get to be my age. You're going to find out real quick.
You're going to find out you got your mom's noise, huh?
Yes, yes.
You inherited your mom's noise.
You know, my mom, things that my mom would say, I would say, I would never tell that to my kids. And I find myself saying the same thing to my kids. Like my kids always tell me, you don't understand. Oh, you don't know, Mom. And I'm like, do you think I got this gray hair for no reason? Although I diet, but do you think I have this gray hair for no reason? And they just look at me and they're like, you're crazy. You're crazy. And I'm like, no, I'm not. I mean, I'm very upfront and honest with them. And I think that's what they don't like, because I don't tell them what they want to hear. But that's,
well,
okay.
That's not what they need to hear.
No, they need to hear the truth.
That's it.
Do you have kids, Leo?
I do.
Aw. Do you mind if I ask how many?
Well, I had 4 that lived. We had a total of 6. 2 didn't live.
Aww,
and
I'm
my
sorry.
Wife, who I'm married to now, has 9.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, big family. That's awesome. Yeah, my current husband now, he has 4 daughters. He has 3 daughters, 1 son. I have 4 daughters. So I always tell him we're the Brady Bunch. Leo, when we communicate with you, do you prefer like phone calls? Do you prefer we text you, email, all 3, phone and text? What's your preference?
Probably 2 sources. You could do phone call and either text or email.
Okay. I'll put phone and text.
Just to make
sure
I know you're
emails.
Trying to get a hold. Yeah.
Yes, of course. And even if we text you, we'll tell you like, hey, we sent you an email for you to, you know, take a look at. So we'll always notify you in those ways. Did you get the link I sent you to your phone, the text message, to give you an idea of, like, the layout of our websites?
Just a minute.
Okay, take your time.
So that's the
so
layout
that's,
of your,
yeah,
your
that's
website.
Yeah, that's the layout. So you see how it has the drop down, it has like the gallery, it has the contact form to fill out. It could even have what mm-hmm. we call it a chat box, right? So like if someone's on your website, a little box can pop up and say, how can I help? Do you have questions? And it's a way for them to chat with you live. On here, we can also add the reviews from your clients. But again, I want you to know that our preference is that your reviews be on your Google Business profile. So we make sure that that's where those reviews are going, is on the Google Business profile. When we create you that QR code or that tiny link that
can't,
you can check for
email. Can't they do both? Isn't there a way to do both?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We set it up like that. So primarily, we want the reviews on your Google Business profile, but we also want them to show up on your website. They're not going to go on HomeAdvisor or anything like that. They're going to go to Google Business Profile and the website. That's where the reviews will show.
Well, I was so mad at the other company because they had me go out and get all these reviews.
Oh,
and I got a whole bunch of them. And
yeah, I saw a bunch of HomeAdvisor. Yeah, I see you got like 7 of them on there. I see 4 on Thumbtack. I saw 1 on your Google Business Profile. But yeah, I see them all on the HomeAdvisor Angie's list. Well, now there's 8. And I mean, these are great reviews, Leo. I mean, they're saying your name in here. They're talking about the work, professional, always came as promised, was pleasant to work with, came back promptly when I asked him to adjust some texturing. I mean, excellent work for a fair and reasonable price. Did several projects at our home. Pleasure to work with Leo. We had an unexpected kitchen remodel due to a massive leak under the sink. We looked at several places for new cabinets and liked Leo's offering the best. Very pleased with the end result. Leo was great to work with. I mean, just by people reading these reviews, you're going to open up more doors if they see these reviews on Google. Most definitely.
Yeah, but they didn't go on Google.
I know, honey. I'm sorry. I know. I wish we could transfer these reviews to your Google Business Profile. Unfortunately, Google's not set up like that, but that's okay, Leo. We're going to get your other reviews. We're going to get them on Google, and we're going to help you do it as simple as possible, okay? Now,
okay.
What are the forms of payments that you accept from your clients? Do you do cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App? What do you typically do?
Cash, checks.
Okay.
I have something set up to do a credit card, but I haven't used it only a couple times.
Okay. Do you want me to put
because
credit
they,
card?
They charge a 3%. They charge a 3% fee to use the credit card, so people don't like that.
Yeah. So do you prefer that I just put cash or check?
It can be the option of a credit card, but there's a fee there. And
Yeah, and you just let them know. When I used to have my catering business, I used to tell them, you could pay cash, check, or if you pay credit card, I got to add taxes and a processing fee. What do you prefer? Some of them were okay with it, you know, because they would pay it off throughout the year. Others were like, nah, I'll do cash. Okay. As long as you're upfront, it's their choice. You know, you're just being upfront about it. Okay.
Right.
Now, Leo, what we're going to be doing now is we're going to be going over the billing part of it. Okay. Now, I will tell you this, that before I even process a payment, I have to walk you through, Leo, what we call a 90-second voice verification recording. And it's because I have you at a discounted pricing program that we don't typically advertise. Okay. So what it's going to do, it's going to outline our service agreement. It's an added form of protection for you as well that I will send in writing along with your invoice. I'm going to be going over the billing date, the amount that you'd be paying today, what your monthly is going to be thereafter. And what I'm going to ask you, Leo, I'm going to ask you at least stick it out 2 months. Okay, I call it a 2-month verbal agreement. However, you pay monthly. If you decide you need to pause it or cancel it, all I'm going to ask from you is you call 3 business days before that billing is due so that way you don't get charged. We will simply part as friends. There's no cancellation fee. Okay? Now, I want you to do me a favor. When I'm walking you through this, okay, if there is anything at all that you do not understand, I want you to stop me and say, wait a minute, Nadine. What does that mean? So that way I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. Because I want to make sure that you have a very clear and firm understanding before we even process your payment. Does that sound good?
No, that sounds reasonable.
Okay. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to turn on the recording, Leo, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splashes Voice Verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how it should read on the first page of Google.
Energy Core Construction, Inc.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Leo Coleman, President.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
To get results as fast as possible, Leo, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
From Local Splash, yes.
Yes. And we know sometimes, Leo, like if we're calling you with an update, you can't just pick up the call. You might be in the middle of a job, okay? All we ask is that you at least respond to us within 24 business hours. Now, I also want you to be very aware that you might get a company, okay, trying to call you to sell you another type of online product. Now, that company is not associated with us. We're never going to call you to ask you to pay more money than the $2.99 a month. As a matter of fact, what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to put a security question on your account with us to protect it so that whenever we call you, you're always going to ask us, what is my security question? This is going to help you verify that it's Local Splash calling you. Because if someone were to hang up on you when you ask that question, then you know it wasn't us calling, okay? Now, the security question, you can choose between the following three. It could either be your mother's maiden name, her last name before she got married. It could be the city that you were born in, or it could be your first pet's name. What would you want for your security question?
City.
And what city was that?
Roseburg.
Roseburg. Now, anytime, remember, when we are calling you, always ask, what's my security question? Okay? So get into the habit of asking that. Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Any additional what do you mean?
Let me explain it first because I typically do. So what we're saying here, Leo, now we're not saying you can't do other marketing, okay? What we're asking you is that before you do additional marketing, just give us a call and say, hey, this is what I'm thinking of signing up for. We're going to take a look and make sure it's not part of what we're already servicing you with, because we just don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. Does that make sense? We're not telling you, no, you can't do any other marketing. We're just saying before you do other marketing, call us first so we can reference it and make sure it's not a service that we're already including. Okay? Does that make sense? So I'll give you an example.
Yes.
Let's say you called us and said, hey, I'm going to be running some Facebook ads. We're going to tell you, Leo, don't do it because we are already including Facebook ads. Don't spend more money. That's included in our package. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is December 17th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $398. Now, Leo, this is a two-month verbal agreement, so we're just asking you to stick it out 2 months, okay? So what that means is that your second payment would then be charged on January 17th, 2025, in the discounted amount of $299. Now, once that two-month term is completed, okay, the agreement is just going to automatically renew each month on the 17th day, but in the discounted amount of $299. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. Now, Leo, that's the first number that I texted you earlier to save in your contacts under Local Splash. And so that number is 877-635-6225. If you choose
to pause, I will.
Go ahead. Did you want to write it down right now?
Yeah, I'll. Well, no, I've got it in my phone.
Oh,
but
good.
Not,
okay.
Not saved.
Okay.
I'll have to do that after you're off the
yes,
phone call.
Of course. Make sure that you do save it after we're done. Now, again, if you choose to pause or cancel the account, right, all we ask from you, Leo, is just make sure that you at least call us 3 business days before your billing is due so that way you don't get charged. There's no cancellation fee. We'll simply part as friends. So just keep in your mind, 3 business days before the 17th if you have to pause or cancel it, okay?
Okay.
Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay. Now, Leo, we're going to go over the billing information. So the card that you're going to be using today, is that card in your name? Does it have the business name, or is it in both?
It's in both.
Okay. How does your name read on there?
Leo Coleman.
Okay. And the billing address?
5779 South, 3225 West, Taylorsville, Utah, 84129.
Okay, perfect. And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa. Visa.
And what's the card number whenever you're ready?
4868-7225-7924-9055-12/28.
Okay. And the CVV code on the back?
850.
Okay. So I'm going to be updating the package, and I'm going to process that payment. And in a couple minutes, you're going to get the receipt sent both to your email, and it's also going to be sent to you in a text message. And we'll go over it in just a second when you get it. What I also want to do is schedule your client interview for tomorrow. Now, the client interview is going to be with one of my technicians, Leo, and I'm going to make sure that I'm available to do the introduction for you because I like introducing you to the technician. I want to schedule it at a time that's going to be convenient for you. And what I do is I block out an hour. The appointment can take 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little bit longer. It just depends on how many like questions or details you have. And you don't need to be in front of the computer, okay? How does your schedule look for tomorrow?
Well, after probably three o'clock would be best.
Okay, 3 o'clock would work better for you?
I think so.
Okay, so tomorrow I have an appointment available. Let's see here. I have a 3 to 4 or...
Perfect.
3 to 4 will work for you? Okay. I'm going to send you this calendar invite. You don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know that we're going to be calling you between 3 and 4 o'clock tomorrow, and it's going to be from an 877 number. So all you got to do, Leo, is make sure you answer all the calls within that hour. Now, let's say we call you tomorrow. You're in the middle of something. You just need like 5 or 10 more minutes. Just pick up the call and say, hey, can you guys call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? We will call you right back. And I'm also going to send you a reminder an hour before, just in case if it slips your mind, this way you know, hey, my appointment's going to be in the next hour, okay? So let me send you the calendar invite.
Well, that never happens with a – that never happens on a business job, you know.
No.
Never anything slip your mind.
Right? I mean, God forbid if you forgot something, right?
Yeah.
My husband's all, God, you know, I always forget something for him. Like, I'll ask him, what do you need from the store? And then I come back and he's all, did you get my grapes? I'm like, I forgot. He's all, why would you ask me what I want from the store and then you forget? I'm like, because I was in a hurry. He's all, write it on the list. I'm all, that's even worse. Okay. Now, I wanted to tell you our financial department wanted to actually, they wanted me to congratulate you, okay? They wanted me to tell you, you know, how excited they are about your business. And, you know, they wanted to congratulate you on your years of being so established. And they asked me to just kind of extend something to you. It is an option. It's not something you have to do, right? But they wanted to extend more of a savings for you. Okay, Leo? I'm a numbers girl. Okay? So, if you look at it like this, if you paid every month for the next 3 months, the $299, right? And you paid that $99 setup fee. At the end of 3 months, you've now invested $996 with us. However, they offer you, if you pay $700, that's like a prepaid. It covers you for 3 months. So it saves you like $296. Okay? There's another offer where if you pay, let's say you paid every month for 6 months, okay? In 6 months, you would have invested $1,893. They offer you 6 months. If you prepay it, it's $1,300. So you're saving like $593. And then the other is that, let's say you paid every month for a year, right? At the end of that year, you've now invested $3,687 was your investment in the year. They offer you the year for $2,500. So you're saving, I think it's doing the math, $1,187. So they wanted me to extend those to you as more of discounted rates for being an established business, in case you were interested in any of those.
I don't believe at this time I would do that. We can look at any offers you have a little ways down the road.
Yes, always keep that in mind. If for any reason, like let's say you've been with us a couple months and you're like, you know what, I think I want to cover the year now. I just want to pay for the year. Let me know and I can get that special rate for you. Okay? So just like I said, it's not something you have to do. I just like to extend it, especially if they're saying, hey, let them know that, you know, this is what we're offering. Okay? So I'm going to just be processing the payment for the $398. And now remember, you're on a monthly automatic payment. If you have to cancel it or you need to pause it for any reason, you just got to call us 3 business days, okay, before the 17th. That's always going to be your billing date, okay? Unless if you called me and said, Nadine, okay, I want to take you up on that offer. Is it still available? I could tell you right now I can get it for you, okay? whenever you're interested. All right. And that's just